Well, we know that the Central Urban Development Conference was held in Beijing, and we still remember the last time China held such a big level meeting, a high level meeting actually, was in the year 1978, and only 18% of the population lived in cities. So, Victor Gao, now more than 50% of the population lived in cities. So what message did this urban development meeting send, and why is this meeting so important at this moment?
Definitely, I think China has made a great progress in urbanization. As a matter of fact, urbanization is a megatrend in China, together with the other megatrends, including industrialization, modernization, and globalization. And these megatrends in China are more or less correlated with each other. I would say that by now China's urbanization rate has reached 54%, and it is expected that it will go up to about 70% or even higher in the coming few years and decades. In more developed countries, urbanization rate is more or less at about 85% or even higher, and in the U.S., for example, it can be as high as 95%, if not even more higher than that. And however, if we look at China's urban development, together with the rapid progress, we also have come across many problems. Congestion is one, urban pollution is another one, overcrowdedness, the sprawling of the urban mess, in a sense, and it becomes very not user-friendly, but very unfriendly to navigate through the cities. Therefore, I think this major conference will need to navigate through the coming years and decades by providing a better roadmap for China's urbanization development as to how to achieve a better and more user-friendly, more energy-efficient, and a more environmentally friendly urban development strategy. This is what we need right now, because otherwise, the more sprawling of urban centers, the more problems we may actually have created for ourselves. We need to solve these urban diseases, as we call, as quickly as possible, so that urban centers can be developed more user-friendly and more environmentally friendly.